Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest is Tammy Meyer, Director of Diagnostic Imaging at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, Tammy, we spoke a few months ago about your new MRI unit and now your department has a new CT machine. So the hospital is certainly staying on top of things, isn't it?
That's correct, yes. We're keeping up with the latest and greatest technology and imaging.
You know, it's hard to believe you purchased the last CT machine when the new emergency department was being built. That was, what, about 13 years ago? And that really is an eternity when it comes to healthcare technology, isn't it?
Yes. Back then, when we purchased the Brilliance 64 slice, that was like the latest, greatest thing. But now we're just moving right ahead, and we've decided to purchase the Philips Incisive 128 slice CAT scanner.
Now tell us about that. What does it do?
Well, it's a lot thinner cuts. With a 128 compared to 64, you have more, it improves your scanning times by quite a bit, and the slices are more thinner, so you get much more detail and higher quality images with the new scanner.
So in terms of time, you say it's quicker, like give us an example. What was the old one? You know, you're laying there for how long, and now how long will you be there?
Well, probably, and this is just for the actual CAT scan, but for the actual CAT scan on the 64, it would take about 20 to 30 minutes to do the actual CAT scan. The 128 reduces that time down to 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's good. You know, the less time you have to be in an environment like that where you're not used to, I mean, the better. It just makes it much more comfortable for the patient, I'm sure.
Right, yeah.
So tell us some more about, you know, you have to, with new technology, you have to have training?
Oh, yes. So all of our staffs are registered radiology technologists, and some are registered even CT techs. So they've all been with the AART, they're registered. But when you buy a new scanner, with any new equipment, you get a lot of training and applications with that equipment. So they have been sitting for a week with a application specialist with Philips and learning exactly how to run the CT. There's not much difference in performing the CAT scan from the technologist view, but with this new CAT scanner, it comes with more technology updates. Two of those biggest updates with the 128 Pro is it offers the technology of iDose, and iDose improves the image quality through artifact prevention and increases the resolution while delivering a lower radiation dose to the patient, which is really important. And then it also comes with technology called OMAR, and it is a software that reduces the artifacts caused by any orthopedic or any other type of implants. So a lot of people are, you know, having knee replacements, hip replacements, back surgeries. With OMAR, it really cleans up all those artifact and streaking with the new CT scanner, the 128 that we purchased. So it's exciting. The images look wonderful.
Yeah.
So from our standpoint, we're really proud of what the images look like. But from the patient's standpoint, their doctors are going to, the radiologists are going to deliver a more clear diagnosis. It really, they can see more, the details, the resolution's better. So the radiologist can deliver a better outcome or diagnosis for the ordering physician, for that patient. So they can decide what kind of, where they go from there for their health care.
Sure. Boy, it makes you wonder how much better in the future, you know, can they get with these machines? I mean, is it just going to keep getting better and better to where, I don't know, the scan times may take 30 seconds and you see 500 better times. I don't know. I mean, where do you go?
Yeah. Well, the technology just with that is all over the place. I mean, even with going to the airport and going through the scanners and them imaging, you know, to get on the airplane, you know, it's just crazy with us where technology is going, but
yeah.
St. Jen is always going to try to keep up and stay current with the technology. So, but this technology will take us on into probably the next 10, 15 years. I mean, it's one that we won't outgrow that quickly. So it's, oh, sure. It's exciting.
Yeah. And it's all for the benefit of the patient, you know.
Oh, yeah. If anybody benefits from this, it's definitely going to be the patient, you know, with the clear diagnosis that the radiologist can provide to their ordering doctor. And it's just a great service.
Yeah.
The new CAT scanner also comes with a Cardiac Pro package, which allows us to continue to do the cardiac imaging that we do. And what's very popular right now is CT heart scores, the calcium scoring of the heart for coronary artery disease. We'll continue to do that screening. And also it comes with a lung nodule assessment for our CT low-dose lung cancer screening procedures. And that's really important to patients now. They want to, you know, if they've had a history of smoking or have had contact with family members, been around smoking, they just kind of want to know now if there's any way they can tell them if they're going to have possible problems with that in the future. And the CT low-dose lung cancer screening package really offers that for the ordering physician. We can image their lungs, and it can pick up small nodules that they can keep an eye on. So they, you know, if they change over the course of years, then they can treat that, and they can look into it further for the patient. So it's exciting to have those two screening tools on this CAT scanner, too.
Oh, absolutely. That's great. Oh, and I forgot to mention, the CT scanner itself is a little bit larger, isn't it, which will also add to the comfort to the patient?
The comfort is definitely something. Everyone's never happy with how the tables feel, but this does have a curvature to it. It is a wider table, a little bit more padding on it. And the actual gantry to the CAT scanner is larger. The bore is a little larger, but it's, you know, we always reference CAT scan as the big donut, where MRI is more the closed-end tunnel. But with the advances of technology, they're also looking at things to improve on the patient comfort level.
Oh, absolutely. That's almost number one. People won't go if they're not comfortable. That's for sure. So the CT scanner is in operation now, the new one?
It is. It has been in operation for about 3 weeks now.
Oh, excellent.
And everyone is very happy with it. I've gotten lots of compliments on the new scanner and the comfort of the table and how fast it is. So,
well, that's
it's
great.
It's really exciting.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations to you and the hospital for staying on top of the latest technology, all to benefit patients in and around St. Genevieve. That's great. And you know, we might mention that, too. I mean, you are staying on the cutting edge of technology and so forth so that people can get their health care close to home. You know, they don't have to travel an hour away to get it.
No, I mean, there's no reason that a patient would need to get the basics of their healthcare needs here at St. Genevieve Hospital. And then if they need to go further on with a specialty or a specialist doctor for surgery or something like that, that's, but we can do all the basic needs and take care of them through our emergency room and outpatient through the doctor's offices to take care of their immediate needs here at their hometown hospital.
Absolutely. Love to hear that. Well, Tammy, thank you so much for being our guest today. Our guest has been Tammy Meyer, Director of Diagnostic Imaging at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital, our guest on Focus.